Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has defended comments he made yesterday in relation to homelessness and said members of the opposition have misrepresented what he said. The Taoiseach came under fire for saying that plenty of people in emergency accommodation refuse multiple offers to go on social housing.
I've come across plenty of cases of people who are there for prolonged periods of time, but there's often a more complicated story behind it. And I don't know in your case, but there'll be plenty of cases now in my constituency where people who are in emergency accommodation for 2 years and 3 years have turned down multiple offers of accommodation. That might not be the case in your case, but it is the case. And we should factor that into our statistics as well, because it's not the case that all those 12,000 people have not been offered permanent accommodation. Very many have.
Sinn Féin's deputy leader Piers Doherty said in the Dáil earlier today that the remarks were shameful and caused real hurt.
It's disgraceful. They have enough to deal with without you trying to blame them for being homeless.
Please.
If it would help, and if it would help to contain the deputy and his outburst, I'm happy to rephrase the term plenty to some.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, shortly before coming on air, I spoke to Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, and I began by asking him, had he plenty of people living in his own constituency who were turning down social housing offers?
No, I think, there's many reasons why people enter into homelessness, and there's also many valid reasons why people may refuse an offer of accommodation. It's something that has been raised with me as Minister by the regional leads across the country, that it is an emerging issue. We want to understand that better. So actually I've asked my teams across the regions to report to me on it. And they will be doing so. So in the quarter two report in relation to homelessness and emergency accommodation provision, there will be some more data around that. But look, I think what the Taoiseach was referring to is a specific case in his own constituency that he's aware of. There's lots of people in emergency accommodation that don't want to be there, that want to exit into permanent social housing. Thankfully, we've been able to do a lot more of that. The first quarter of this year, we exited 15% more people out of emergency accommodation into permanent homes than was done in quarter one of last year. But it has been raised as one issue that's there. It needs to be looked at.
Because the Taoiseach said actually there were plenty of cases in his constituency is what he said yesterday. Now he revised that down to some today. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering what sort of scale of an issue is this, because you will know the Taoiseach has been accused of blaming the victim as such here. Piers Doherty saying the remarks were shameful and caused real hurt to people.
I think, to be fair to the Taoiseach, look, he works very closely with me on housing. He's a constituency TD as well that will deal with cases as well. And there's a lot of complexity within families and individuals who may find themselves homeless. Now, in relation to your question about quantifying it, that's exactly what we're doing. And that's why I've asked our regional leads right across the Republic to report back to me on this. So I can't tell you what the scale of that is. It does come up from time to time, but it's about understanding it better. There can be, as I said earlier on, there can be very, very valid reasons why people in emergency accommodation might refuse an offer. I think what the Taoiseach was referring to of an instance whereby the multiple offers had been refused. You know,
that's
something
often, I'm sure, does it?
No, I can't speak to that. I think
your experience, though.
No, well, that's one of the reasons why we want to get the data, Sarah, to understand it. It certainly isn't. Look, people who are in emergency accommodation don't want to be there. Let's be straight on that. And it's my job to help them to get into safe and secure housing. But we will have more data on this in the quarter two report, which I do publish and which I will publish. And that'll be in the month of August, early September. And we'll understand the issue better then and see how we can address it.
The Taoiseach also said family breakups are a contributory factor in homelessness. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder, that's not really true either, is it? Because it's really lack of affordable housing that's a problem. I mean, if you have a family breakup and you've somewhere to go, you don't become homeless. The problem is you've nowhere to go.
Well, I think, family breakup and relationship breakup is one of the issues that feed into homelessness. And, we track that as well. There's multiple issues. There can be, people leaving the private rental sector, they receive notices to quit, new arrivals into the country, all of those type of things. The provision of housing, though, you're right, because fundamentally to get to the you know, to improving the situation is about increasing supply, which thankfully last year we were able to do very significantly, nearly 30,000 new homes built. We expect to do more this year. We've had very good commencement and completion data in the first two quarters of this year. So the outlook for this year in relation to delivery is very good, particularly on the social and affordable housing side. Because yes, it is about supply. No question, you're correct in that. But there are reasons why people, look, a relationship can break up and someone can find themselves with maybe no family support and no ability to get another another property in the short term.
But that does happen in other countries around the world, and that doesn't mean that those people become homeless. No, they just are able to find affordable accommodation.
Well, if I could say, Sarah, from dealing with, you know, I deal a lot with European colleagues right across the European Union, and homelessness and housing are issues right across the European Union and the developed world. We're actually more transparent about it, and rightly so, in Ireland, because we report on that every single month. We know the scale of the issue. We know also that to deal with the issue, we need to increase supply. And thankfully, through Housing for All, that's what we're doing. Last year, we delivered more new social homes than we've done in nearly 50 years.
Okay, and talk to me about this year then. How many social homes have been delivered so far this year?
Well, their annual target, Sarah, we've a delivery of 9,100 new build social homes, and the quarter one data we're awaiting, and we publish that when we get that as well. We saw very strong delivery towards the end of last year. What I can tell you is we've about 19,000 social homes at various different stages of construction as I speak to you here today. It's a very strong pipeline. It was only in Limerick on Monday we opened 261 new social homes in one afternoon there. So the pipeline across the country is actually very good. Pipeline as well, and affordable housing is also very good. We've approved about 3,500 new homes directly through the local authorities, and thankfully first-time buyers are now buying at a level that they haven't since 2007, where because of the first home scheme supports that we have in place, the Help to Buy grant of people's own tax back in their pocket, that more first-time buyers are now able to buy their own homes. There still remains significant challenges, Sarah, and I don't deny that for a moment, but progress is being made.
Yeah, like we're in July and you can't tell me how many social homes have been built even in the first 3 months of the year.
Well, Sarah, what happens is that the every quarter, our targets are annualised, firstly, just to say that. So it's an annualised target because different estates are at different stages of development. I receive the quarterly reports up once they're verified, and when we do that, we publish the data. As simple as that. And the last data we had was from Q4 last year, where nearly 6,000 social homes were delivered in the last quarter. What I can tell you and your listeners is that I expect us to deliver more social homes than we did last year. Last year we did 10,256, which is a really big jump up in delivery between build and acquisition. I can tell you we'll do more than that this year, even with the purchase with tenant in situ, which I expanded
in
January.
And will you reach your newly built social homes target of 9,100 this year?
Well, that's what I intend to, yes. And as I said to you, the pipeline that we have there under construction at various different stages.
It's very difficult to know, isn't it? If you don't know how many you've built so far and it's July, it's very difficult to know if you're going to reach the target.
Sarah, we track things very closely. I spend a lot of time with our housing teams.
Not closely enough to tell me how many have been built.
Sarah, I produce data once it's been verified. I think that's fair for people, so that I'm not actually giving you approximations. I've always been very transparent about our housing delivery, about our targets. Our plan is published. It's funded to the tune of 4.5 billion this year. We'll deliver cost rental at scale again this year, which we did for the first time last year. So a whole new form of housing tenure there. So I've always been transparent. There's no hiding behind any figures. Once we have them and verified, they will be published. My big aim is to make sure that we hit our overall target of 29,000 for housing delivery this year, which I'm confident we will, and also make sure that we're delivering social and affordable homes again at scale this year. Okay. And affordable homes really for the first time in 15 years.
Overall target of 29,000. Mm-hmm. Can you confirm that you've now added student accommodation and refurbishments into that target to make it easier to reach?
No, we haven't. I heard that report yesterday and that was incorrect, actually. The 29,000 is of new build homes. Student accommodation and vacant homes coming back in is completely separate to that.
Okay, so the 29,000 is the original target of social homes, affordable and cost rental and private.
Yeah, categorically. I think the person who reported that obviously picked that up incorrectly from the press conference yesterday, because I looked directly at the Taoiseach's comments on it. I was there in the room. But I can tell you categorically that the 29,000 target is new build homes, does not include student accommodation, does not include vacant, even though vacant homes coming back into use and student accommodation is really important, but we report them separately.
Okay. Overall, I know know you're saying you're confident that you're going to reach your targets. I also know that you know, and you've admitted, and the Taoiseach has admitted, that your targets are too low. Mm-hmm. How can the government claim its housing plan is working when there's record homelessness in this country? Over 20% increase since you took office.
Well, I think, firstly, we can see we are reviewing the housing targets on the basis of the CSO data that we received, the census data that's come through, and that's the appropriate time to do it. That's being done by the ESRI. We'll have that work will conclude by the end of the year, and then we will review the targets therein. What I'm saying to you, sir, is that whilst there remains significant challenges, no less so for those who are homeless, and they're my number one focus, progress is being made across supply, both affordable, social, and indeed private. And I think anyone travelling around the country in all 26 counties of the Republic, you will see developments happening all in our regions, in our capital city, in all of our cities as well. And it is gaining momentum, and the momentum is there, and we need to keep that going, because what the state is doing is, you know, we've intervened at a level for provision of housing that hasn't ever been seen in this country before. 4.5 billion euro each year over the course of housing
but
for all.
But you did miss your social targets last year, and there has been a 20% increase since you took office.
No, I understand
so
that,
there are
Sarah,
challenges.
There
I want to ask you about the...
Just to say, if I could, really quickly on that, because, I published the data as well. I think people will understand in the first quarter of last year as well, there were issues across supply chain post the outbreak of the war in Ukraine that affected all different types of construction. We had inflation
running
in double digits.
And
we dealt with that. That's
all right.
Fine.
Will the eviction ban be put back in place this winter?
No, it won't.
Definitely not. Absolutely not. No matter what happens.
Sarah, I'm answered your question. It won't be. What we did last year was a temporary measure to provide space to provide additional accommodation, particularly post the outbreak in the war in Ukraine, when we had more people coming into the country, that afforded us time to deliver additional properties. We've got to be very careful that any measure that we take, particularly in the private rental sector, doesn't have a consequence that leads to further flight from that sector. And we've seen that happening for a number of years now. So I can tell you now that no, the winter eviction ban will not be back in this year. What we're focused on is delivering more new homes for people, which we're doing, bringing vacant homes back into use. And just to give you one statistic there in relation to vacant social homes, that since I've taken over, we've managed to bring about 8,600 new vacant social homes back into use. And I'll be bringing back a further 2,300 this year, at least in that space.
Okay.
So
when
it's
you
about
lifted
supply.
The eviction ban, you mentioned or you launched or you announced a couple of different policies to help people who would be on the cusp of eviction. One of those was the cost rental tenant in situ scheme.
Yes.
How many of those have commenced since you announced it in March?
We've had about 60 referrals to the housing agency through that, and that scheme is up and running and in place.
And how many have commenced?
I'd say about 15 approvals, Sarah. That's
15,
that's an approximate.
15.
And it's a brand new scheme. I think the purchase with tenant in situ, if I could say, where we had a target of 1,500 this year, we've about 2,400 properties going through the sale process right now. They're HAP and RAS tenants who are on the social housing list that we're securing those homes as public
Fair
housing.
Fair to say the cost rental tenant in situ scheme, though, has not been that awfully successful if only 15 have commenced.
We've 60 referrals. They go through, and we will have more, I've no doubt. That's a brand new scheme, if I could say, and that's to support people who are not on the social housing list, that can't afford to buy the home, where we will step in and take that home and rent it back on a cost rental basis. What I could say as well is we've also are assisting tenants in buying their home through the First Home Scheme. And we've had our first approvals in that space as well.
And speaking of buying homes, the right to first refusal that was also announced when you announced the lifting of the eviction ban is something that would help tenants. You said it would be introduced before the Dáil recess. That's not now going to happen. When will it be introduced?
I expect to bring that to the House in September. We looked at schemes right across Europe with a great degree of interaction with the Attorney General. It's a complex piece of legislation, but we have the policy direction on it. I expect to bring that into the House in the last quarter of this year and to get that through. But if I could say this, in many areas that's happening in practice already. It's happening in practice because we have, you know, as I said, through tenant in situ, about 2,400 properties where the landlord is selling to the local authority.
Okay, but in terms of rights that will be delivered to people through the actual legislation itself.
This will be the last quarter of this year.
And just my understanding, and finally, Minister, because I know you have to go, my understanding of what that legislation will be is that effectively if a tenant has been evicted, the tenant can offer the landlord to pay a certain amount for the house. The landlord has the right to refuse and go to market. And after that, the only right the tenant will have under the proposed legislation is to match the highest bid that is reached in the open market. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the focus of where we're at right now with the legislation, where the tenants will get the first offer. So if a notice to quit is issued, that will issue and the tenant will have an opportunity to be able to bid on the property. The landlord, obviously, and the property owner will have the right to put that out in the open market. And then the tenant will have the final opportunity to match an open market bid, which will be accepted then at that stage. But we'll produce the legislation in September.
Is there any need for legislation to allow a tenant to bid on the open market?
No, this is actually making it a right that the landlord has to offer the property to the tenant, both in the first instance and also in the last instance. So first refusal and also final offer. And that's a very significant change, actually, I would say, in relation to rights of tenants. And we've put the supports in place to help tenants purchase too. Lots of tenants out there, I might add, want to own their own home. And that's why, you know, when we look at the data with first-time buyers in particular and how the first home scheme is actually working, lots of tenants are now buying properties and buying their own homes by using the state supports that are there, and we're seeing a continued increase in that, which is to be welcomed.
Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, thank you so much for joining
us. You're very welcome, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you.